I know when I was dieting and I was meal planning, I was so overwhelmed with food and measurements and Tupperware. And I kind of gave up because it was taking hours and hours out of my weekend. Although Monday comes around, you feel like you're all set to go. But by Wednesday, you're really friggin' sick of chicken and sweet potatoes. Am I right?
Welcome to the Blonde Bites podcast. I'm your host, Emma Nazowitz, a nutritionist, intuitive eating coach, speaker, and body positive activist. This is where I help you navigate the messy and the magical path to loving your body and your plate. Think of this as happy hour with your bestie mixed with inspiration, tips, and real life conversations. This is a Blonde Bites podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Blonde Bites podcast. I am your host, Emma Nazowitz, and welcome to 2021. Am I right? I am so damn excited that 2020 is over. And although 2021 has kind of went off to a rocky start for all of us, I'm really excited to put 2020 in the past. And as far as this podcast goes, I am really friggin' excited to start offering bi-weekly episodes. So that is right. You are going to be hearing from me twice a month. And not only that, but we have booked some really, really great guest speakers that are going to be coming on to this show this year. And when I say guest speakers, I mean some really bad ass bitches are going to be coming on this podcast. And that's what I'm going to leave it at is now. And I am like screaming from the inside of who I've already started booking, because it's just going to be so much value for you and so much goodness in your ears. But today's episode, we are going to be talking about intuitive eating and meal planning. This is something that I get a lot from my clients, because when it comes to meal planning, we're so used to being in that diet mindset and being told that this is what you have to eat, when you have to eat it, and how much of it you have to eat. And that's essentially what we do when we meal plan. We make a specific food, we have a specific ounce of it, and we're eating it at a certain time of the day. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be like that. And that, yes, intuitive eating can mix with meal planning. So let's dive in and let me explain to you what I mean. So you might be thinking, well, Emma, how is it that meal planning is intuitive? Because you're legitimately telling yourself what you're going to eat. And that's a really, really good question, because there's a couple of key points to consider when learning how to meal plan for intuitive eating. And that is to be practical, be flexible, and to give yourself options. So clients often share that they're tired of meal planning because in the past get really overwhelmed, right? Can you resonate with that? I know when I was dieting and I was meal planning, I was so overwhelmed with food and measurements and Tupperware. And I kind of gave up because it was taking hours and hours out of my weekend. Although Monday comes around, you feel like you're all set to go, but by Wednesday, you're really friggin' sick of chicken and sweet potatoes. Am I right? So it's no wonder that when you have a dozen of different diet rules that you're trying to accommodate, that you're gonna start to just get burnt out, right? And when you're meal planning for intuitive eating, nutrition may be a part of your decision for your food, but that's where the gentle nutrition piece comes in. And we're going to dive into that a little bit later on in today's episode. But one thing I want you to start to switch in your mind when it comes to meal planning and intuitive eating is I want you to switch out the planning word. So when we think meal plan and meal planning, we automatically associate it with that diet mentality thought, right? Of the diets, of the meal plans from these trainers that have no idea what they're doing, these things that you found on Pinterest, right? That's what we kind of associate the meal planning for. And you're planning your meals for the week, right? So you're Sunday, you're spending your entire day cooking and cooking and cooking for the whole week because you're planning your meals, right? What if we were to switch that word planning with preparedness? meal preparedness, because being prepared is really the point of it. Diet culture has really emphasized the planning part of it, but all it is learning how to be prepared for your every single day. So when you're an intuitive eater, there's something that you learn, which is learning how to eat for more of a thought process and to plan out your meals to help you be prepared for the day. So let me explain to you what I mean. Maybe it's 4 o'clock and you're about to head out to the door to your girlfriend's house. You haven't eaten dinner yet, but you know that your dinner reservations aren't until 7 o'clock and you usually eat at 5. So even though at 4 o'clock you might not be hungry in that exact moment, sometimes just having a snack, something that's going to hold you over to be prepared and to prepare yourself and to be able to fuel your body. That way it'll kind of extend that fullness a little bit until your 7 o'clock dinner reservation. That's what I want you to think about. So intuitive eating, yes, you're listening to your hunger and fullness cues, but you have to understand you're also human. Every single day can be completely different for you. You don't know what's gonna come up or what's gonna happen. So I want you to think of meal preparedness instead of meal planning, and that is how it's going to tie in to intuitive eating. So one thing that I like to do is to prepare a few facets of a meal. So what I mean by that is maybe you just want to prepare some chicken. I like to throw my chicken in the slow cooker. I'm all about setting it and forgetting it. So maybe 1 week you make some chicken in the slow cooker, and you have that prepared. Now, when you get home from work, from school, etc., figure out what can you make with that chicken? What sounds satisfying in that moment? Because that's what being an intuitive eater is. Maybe you want a pasta dish and you can throw the shredded chicken in with that. Maybe you want to do tacos and you can have shredded chicken in your tacos. Whatever it is that you're feeling in that moment, knowing that you have something prepared is going to probably cut off a good 20 minutes to a half hour, but you're still allowing yourself to honor that satisfaction. Another tip is to have 3 to 4 pantry meals on hand. So pantry meals are kind of meals that you can throw together with shelf stable ingredients or kind of like leftovers. And this is good because, again, maybe you don't want chicken and your body is telling you in that moment, I don't want chicken today. That's okay. You have those other meals on hand that you can just quickly cook up to be able to satisfy your hunger and satisfy your satisfactions. So some other strategies on how to be meal prepared when intuitive eating is maybe you can have some outsources. So if you can afford it, why don't you outsource your food? So getting a meal delivery service like Blue Apron or HelloFresh is something that you're able to do. And while some of those meals might not be exactly what you're craving in that moment, you can always make something else. But having this outsourced is going to save you time going to the grocery store. It's going to save you money because it's giving you all the ingredients on what you need to cook. And you get a couple options with it. So whether you have a pasta option or a beef option or a chicken option, you're able to pick something that's in your fridge and ready to be cooked with what sounds satisfying to you. Another thing with meal preparedness and intuitive eating is I want you to think about cooking once and eating twice. So plan for leftovers. And I like to use mine for lunch the next day, or you can kind of cook extra of one item and plan it for leftovers for the rest of the week. A good example of this would be if you're to buy ground beef. Maybe you're making meatballs for dinner one day. Cook up some extra ground beef and keep it in the fridge. That way you can make tacos the next night. Maybe you want to make stuffed peppers with the ground meat. Whatever it is, make extras and think about ways that you can use that later on to make your meals easier throughout the week. Listen, it's all about convenience. I get it. You have kids, you have a job, you have a husband or a wife. We have things going on. And even though in today's world, we're spending a lot more time home, you still don't want to be spending hours cooking. And that's where the meal planning, or new term, meal preparedness comes into play when being an intuitive eater. You are not planning every single meal, 3-4 meals a day for 7 days. That's not what this is about. This is about making your life easier and being prepared throughout the week. Another thing you can do is to freeze extras. So it just makes sense if you're making something like soup or chili or sauce to just prepare extra of it and then just freeze the extras. So whether it's a month later or maybe it's a day that you don't have time, you can pull that out of the freezer and reheat it. And that's another way to just be prepared. Also, I like to purchase food that's going to last a little bit longer. Guys, frozen vegetables are my best friend, and I'll tell you why. Because one, they last a hell of a lot longer, and two, people don't realize that frozen vegetables actually can have more nutrients in them than the fresh vegetables, and here's why. When a vegetable is picked and flash frozen, it's able to freeze those vitamins and those nutrients into the cells of the vegetable and the fruit. Now, when you get something fresh, it's picked in who knows where, maybe California. I'm in New York, so to me that's far away. If it's picked in California, by the time it's picked, washed, boxed up, loaded on the truck, and sent across country to me in New York 4 days later, those nutrients are starting to diminish. So a lot of times, I actually choose frozen vegetables over fresh vegetables. When it comes to fruit, obviously fresh always tastes better, but frozen in smoothies are the way to go. And it's also great because they last so much longer. Because how many times have you bought a bunch of bananas or have you bought a head of broccoli and it sat in your fridge for a couple of days, and by the time you get to it and you're going to make something with it, it's gone bad and you just chuck it away, right? So we're not chucking our money in the garbage. You are going to be storing it in your freezer for another day. Also, you can try to start cooking with some sturdier vegetables. So things like cauliflower, zucchini, carrots, Brussels sprouts, things that last a little bit longer. Try to add some of those in. Now, I know I had mentioned about gentle nutrition. So I kind of want to dive into that a little bit and explain to you what gentle nutrition is. So gentle nutrition, if you're not an intuitive eater and you have no idea what I'm talking about, is self-care through nutrition. So it's understanding what your body needs and why it needs it. So it's understanding what carbs are, what proteins are, what fats are, what vitamins, fibers, minerals, understanding what they are and how they're a really important component for your body. So what I like to tell my clients when it comes to gentle nutrition, and this is a really, really good tip when it comes to meal preparedness, is focus on adding in, not taking out. When it comes to diets, we are always so laser focused on cutting out, right? Cutting out carbs, cutting out fat, cutting out sugar. But gentle nutrition allows us to have that and focus on adding in the vegetables, adding in the vitamins, adding in the carbohydrates, and understanding why you're adding them in. That is a gentle nutrition piece. So when it comes to meal preparedness, what can you add in to your meals to make them have a higher nutrient content? What can you add in to be more prepared? One thing I like to add in to literally everything I eat is a handful of spinach because it is so versatile and it mixes well with any meal. I'm talking, I add a handful of spinach into my eggs, into my smoothies, into my pasta dishes, into my soups, literally anything, I just throw spinach in. Even a salad mix, throw in a handful of spinach, get in those great nutrients. So being able to have different types of components to add in is going to help you with your meal preparedness. But also understand that you need to be flexible. So being flexible means if one day, say you have cooked chicken cutlets and you were going to go home and you were going to make chicken parm for dinner, that was your plan, right? If you got home and maybe you just kind of weren't feeling it, that's okay. Maybe you're craving rice instead of pasta. Maybe you haven't had rice in a while. Maybe you're craving like a really good, like salty Spanish rice. I crave that all the time. It's always my favorite. But that's okay. You have that chicken. What can you make with that rice that you have in your pantry? What meal can you, maybe it's just chicken and rice. Maybe you add in a handful of spinach. Whatever it is, understanding that being flexible means creating a meal idea, but knowing that if that day comes and you want to have something else, it's okay to have something else. But also be practical. Ask yourself, do I have time to make that rice? Sometimes rice can take up to 45 minutes to cook, and I don't know if you're like me, it still comes out hard, but be practical. If you don't have time to make it that day, that's okay. Stick with your original plan of having pasta if you want, and then maybe save that rice for the next day or the next week or whenever you have more time. Even though you're an intuitive eater and you're listening and you're following your inner hunger cues, your fullness cues, and your satisfaction, and your body is telling you what you should be eating and what you're craving and what sounds good in that exact moment, that doesn't mean you can't prepare your meals. That doesn't mean you have to order out every single meal because you don't want to cook it. Listen, if you have the means to order out for every single meal, then high five to you, go right ahead and do it. But if you're like the majority of us, it's very expensive. And yes, it could be great just to grab something on the way home, but what can you do now to help yourself throughout the week? Make your weeks easier and your meals easier so you can save money in your pocket and still be making delicious food at home. So let's kind of think, what are some other things that you can prepare throughout the week? Maybe you're running late for work every single day. What can we do to help with breakfast? Maybe you can do the overnight oats. That's being prepared, right? Yes, it's meal planning. You're telling yourself what you can eat, but what if you just make the base of the overnight oats? Maybe in the morning you're craving blueberries, maybe more of a fruit side, like the blueberries with strawberries. Maybe you're craving, you wake up and you're craving more of like the chocolate and peanut butter side of it. So you can always make the base of it, but not add the toppings until the morning of. That way you're still listening to your body and allowing yourself to have what it craves, but you're still having something prepared that's going to make your every single day easier. And this is really good when it comes to kids as well. Because you can bring them in on the process. You can ask them, we're having chicken tonight. What type of chicken do you want? Or what do you want with your chicken? Have your kids be involved in this too. See what they are craving. Make it fun for the entire family while still being easy because half the food's already prepared and ready to go. I hope this was helpful for you. And I hope that throughout this episode, you are to understand that yes, you can be an intuitive eater, and yes, you can pre-cook and plan your meals and not feel like you're on a diet, because at the end of the day, you are following your cravings, you are following the signals from your body on what you should eat, and still being smart, cost-effective, and not spending your entire day slaving over the stove. That's all I have for today's episode. So thank you for listening. I hope you were able to write down some of these tips. And if you did like today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you were to subscribe and to give us a rating and leave a comment. And also share this podcast, share it on your stories, tag me on the podcast page at Blonde Bites Podcast, and tag my personal page at Nutritional Blonde. That way I can see that you are loving these episodes and let me know what you would like to talk about for next week. Take care. That's it for today. Some of the best connections happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Nutritional Blonde or at Blonde Bites Podcast and tell me what you thought of today's episode. And make sure you subscribe so that you can be the first to listen to an all-new episode next week.